Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
Anita, I just was scrolling through my phone, you know, at Walmart, and came up on e-victories or something that was across the top for that I had won $90 gift or more. And so I signed up for it, put my name in and everything, got to the card, put my card in, and it says your card is not authorized. Well, in the information, I went over all the information, made sure it was all correct. And in the information, it has the year the card expires, right? And I put 2123. Well, it says 2023 there.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
Huh?
What is your zip code?
89506.
What's the first and last name?
Davis. Lori.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like you signed up for a monthly meal plan, which is $30 a month, $1.33
no,
a day.
No, I didn't want that. I didn't want that. All I wanted was the free gift.
Well, we can discount that down to $20 a month for you if you'd like to continue out trying the product.
Well, they said my card wasn't even accepting my card.
Well, it accepted it.
Huh?
I said, well, it did accept it.
It accepted it, and I'm getting a vacuum in the mail?
I'm not sure about the vacuum. We're only responsible for the meal plan.
Well, I don't want the meal plan. I want the vacuum. Cancel the meal plan.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Yes, send me the vacuum.
I can't send you out the vacuum, ma'am, because I'm not the company responsible for that.
Well, what's up with that? False advertising? There better not be any charges on my card for anything. Hello?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, there better not be any charges on my card because I didn't order a meal plan. I was just signing up for the free vacuum. That's not right. Took up my time. So you're going to cancel it, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. So is there anything else I can do for you today?